Today we're picking up 9 lines from the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph with the new parak. Our learning is once again sponsored. Le'ilu Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov from Shabbos Rezocha to finish the whole parak. One daf, it's really daf in a little bit. Now we're going to continue with the next parak, Elu Neymar, a little bit longer. So we know that when it comes to the parsha of the parsha Sota, so the idea that the Kohen has to make the woman swear that she did not violate the warnings of her husband. And she has to say Amen, Amen. That's the Torah tells you that. So the Mishnah is going to tell us Elu Ne'amarim Bechol Lashon, that the idea is the Kohen doesn't have to make her swear Dafka in Hebrew. You can make her swear in any Lashon, and the Gemara is going to learn out where we learn all of these things. But once we're mentioning Sota, so we're going to mention a lot of other halachas parenthetically, and then we're going to get into those also throughout the parak. So it's nice to we'll learn a little bit about Birkas Koyanim and Vidimites, or different things we're going to get into in this parak. So the Mishnah tells us Parshat Sota. And when it comes to Parshat Sota, that you're allowed to say it in any language which you so choose. And Mishnah Berurah points out in the Bir Halacha with regards to in Hilchos Kriyat Shema in Siman Samach Beis, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the person who's reading in English language has to be in the country. So if I'm speaking English, I don't know, I wonder in Eretz Yisrael, there's so many people that speak it, counted as part of the language. I think it's officially like the secondary language. But let's say, normally, if you're in America, so then you could say it in English. However, if I'm in Spain, or Portugal, or some other random country that doesn't speak English, so then I wouldn't, according to Mishnah Berurah, that's not called the vernacular of that place. I can only say it, if I'm in Spain, I can only say it in Spanish. That would be the din of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, when it comes to Parshat Sota, so you could say it in any language that she understands. Any language she understands, so she could say it in any which way. People ask Akasha that if she doesn't understand it, Pashut, meaning how is she making a Shavua? She has to know what she's making the Shavua on. If she didn't understand it, then Pashut should be able to do it in any other language. That's a good question. But that's the din over here. And according to the Mishnah Berurah, over here is a little bit difficult because we're saying you're allowed to say this in any language. We're in Eretz Yisrael, though. So if you're in Eretz Yisrael, shouldn't it be Pashut that you should be only allowed to say it in Hebrew? Because that's the vernacular. That's what everyone's speaking. So the Pashut says that there's an easy answer to that question. Is that already in the time by Hashanah, we know that the main language being spoken actually was Aramaic. The Satmar Rebbe has a whole Torah about that, that the Lashon HaKodesh was so high that it was on a Madrega. That's a Chiddush, but why that happened. But that, we do know that were the main language people already started speaking then was Aramaic. So that could be the Chiddush, that you could say it in Aramaic as well, besides for Hebrew. Vidoy Meiser is on years 1, 2, and 3 of the Shemitah cycle. We just finished the Shemitah cycle, so now we're back to year 1. So the year 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle, so right, a person has 100 apples. So 2 apples he gives to the Kohen as Truma. That's 98 apples now he has. Now he has to take off another, what's called Meiser Rishon. You have to take off the first 10%, meaning of your 98 apples, you have to take off 9.8, that's rounded to 10. You give those to the Levi. You give those 10 to the Levi. Now you're left with 88 apples. So those 8.8 apples now you have to give, rounded to 9. Those second, it's called Meiser Sheni. And so it depends on what year, on the year of the Shemitah cycle. If you're dealing with years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle, so halacha is going to be, you have to bring them to Yerushalayim and eat them in Yerushalayim Bitara. Now on year 3 and 6 of the Shemitah cycle, so then you have to give them to a poor person, that's called Meiser Ani. So basically, we could divide it, it's really 2 segments. It's year 1, 2, and 3 of the Shemitah cycle. Year 1, 2 is going to be, the halacha is going to be, you have to bring them to Beis HaMikdash, bring them to Shalayim and eat them there, and then year 3 is Meiser Ani. Then also we could say now that year 4, 5 is another 3-year period, Ki'ilu, 4 or 5, you bring it to Yerushalayim, and 6, you give it to Meiser Ani. So the halacha is on the year 4 and 7 of the Shemitah cycle. So if you haven't taken care of those Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni, giving them either to the poor person or bringing it to Shalayim, you have to do it before the Pesach of the 4th and 7th year. And if you do so, then you will then on the last day of Pesach, that would be this year. That would have been this year. A person would do the Vidoy Meiser where you say Be'arti Hakodesh Min Habayis. I did everything that you had told me. That's called Vidur Meiser, the confession of the Meiser. That's a fascinating thing. once gave a whole drasha about this, is that why is it called vidui meiser? Why is it a confession? There seems to be no confession at all. That you're just saying, basically, Kosh Baruch Hu, I did everything right. So Rav Kook has a beautiful Torah about that, and Rav Soloveitchik also thinks said the same thing. I think may have got it from Rav Kook, but they both said the same thing, a very beautiful idea, that sometimes a process of vidui and doing tshuva is also recognizing what you were good at. Like, we don't always so hard on ourselves, but like when you look at the year, say, you know what? Wow, Baruch Hashem, you know, I really improved my minions this year. Last year I only went, you know, whatever it was, once a day. Now I went two times a day. So that's positive. Give yourself a positive tap on the shoulder. Say, you know what? Let me try to do three times a day, whatever it might be. A person is doing that also is an important thing to do tshuva, is also recognizing what you are good at. That's also part of the vidui process, and they bring a raya from the fact that we call it vidui meiser. Fascinating lesson. Okay, now Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema, as you're going to see, that's Machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim, which we're going to get to on the bottom of today's daf. That's Kriyat Shema, you could say in any language. It's pointed out that the Mishnah Berurah points up is Manazeh. We don't really say that you should do this because we don't know the exact translations of words into the vernacular, like the words Totafos, Mishnah Berurah uses, and I think Vishinantam. We don't know exactly how to translate it, so therefore we recommend that you should be saying it in Hebrew. That's the din of Kriyat Shema. Utfila, davening, there's a Shmona Esrei. So first the Shmona Esrei, you could say it in any language you know. Now the Lechatchila way Post can bring out is clearly to say it in Hebrew. However, a person who really doesn't understand it, you know, a lot of times, Baal Tshuva is all the Shaila. So a lot of times, the Revel Miyayat, in the beginning at least, they can daven Shmona Esrei in English. They don't understand it at all, what they're saying. They don't connect it whatsoever. So then you could start in English and make your way to Hebrew. Again, Al Pi Nistar, like the Sefer Hasidim, and even the Mishnah Berurah quotes these ideas that the Chazal were so, they were Nevi'im. Hem Kama Nevi'im, who are the ones from Masakin, the Lashon of the Siddur. Every word has so much deeper Kavanas. We don't even know what it's doing in the Olamas Elyonim. You know, if you look at our Kavanas or Rashash, not ever like understand it, but this, the word Baruch has like three pages of a different Serufe Shemos and what it means and whatever. If you ever Mekubalim Davening the Kedamish Shmona Esrei for like an hour, because they're going through the Kavanas Rashash. If you ever hear Avadis, to daven by the Koisel, he's saying Kavanas Rashash Baal Peh, which is actually crazy, but he has a far off money, that's not for now. But that's we don't understand just the word Baruch and the words in Hebrew of such a high level. That's why it's even if you don't fully understand it, that's why it's recommended that you should be davening in Hebrew. Birkas Amazon benching, Shvuas Eidos. If a person is making a shvua in a case, is a monetary case, so he needs to deny that he knows about it or whatever it might be, so that can be done in any language, and he'll have to bring a korban olaviyoreid if he was lying, even if he swore in a different language. Shvuas hapikadon. Similarly, with regards to shvuas hapikadon, a person that is denying watching had to be in possession of the person's property that he was watching. That is also going to be allowed to be done in any language. Now, these following things can only be said in Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, Mikra Bikurim. A Mikra Bikurim is a person has the first fruits, so of the Shiva Seminim. The Torah tells you if you own land, so you bring them to Yerushalayim, and you go to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, and then you say the psukim from Arami Ovid Avi, and you say those psukim, you have to say them in Hebrew. The Gemara's not learning this, okay? Mikra Bikurim, Vechalitza, also the Chalitza process of a person. If Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven dies without any children, so now Reuven's wife, Sarah, is going to do either Yibum or Chalitza with Shimon. Shimon doesn't want to do Yibum, so he has to do Chalitza. So in the Chalitza process, she says, she has to say, Me'ani v'mil ha'akim l'achayiv shem b'Yisrael, lo v'yavami, l'chafatz l'kachta, all these psukim, and then you have to also say, and then the basin says, Kach yas l'isha shalivna b'yisachiv, and then that process has to be done in Lashon Kodesh. Okay? Brachos v'klalos, the brachos and the klalos in Har Grizim and Har Eval. When they came into Israel, they had six. The Gemara is going into this how they did it. Six on Har Grizim, six on Har Eval. The Mishnah is going to mention already how you did it, and they accepted upon themselves that. So the question is, why are we teaching us a halacha of something that only happened once in our history? Brachos v'klalos are only when we came into Israel after that was finished. So what's the difference to us right now, if it was done in Hebrew or not? So because of the fact that we're going to learn other halachas of Bikurim and Chalitza from the Halacha of Brachos HaKlalos, maybe that's why we mentioned that it was done Dafka in Hebrew. That's what you have to say. Birkas Kohen has to be done in Lashon HaKodesh. Birkas Kohen Gadol. Birkas Kohen Gadol is after Yom Kippur. He used to give after he would say the Shemoneh Brachos after the laning. That has to be done in Hebrew. The laning itself is a Shaila, but that's the Brachos of the laning. Clearly the Mishnah says you have to say it in Hebrew. Parshas HaMelech is the Mitzvah of Hakel. We would have just had it this year. That was actually a whole debate. That was famous. Who was the big man, the Amar? I'm blanking out on the name of the one of the big Achronim in the last 100 years thought that you should be doing a Zeichel HaHakel. his manazir. Just like we have other zechers for zecher mikdash, so zecher lahakel should be doing, and the Chazon Ish strongly disagree. I'm trying to remember. Aderes, I think, was the one who said they should be doing a hakel. So people still do it. There's people who came to the Kaisel this year, and this was the end of the Shemitah year, so it's Sukkot after. That's what we do it. Anyway, that is the din of Parshas HaMelech. It has to be done in Hebrew. Parshas Egla Arufa. Parshas Egla Arufa is the parsha where someone dies and it was closer to the city to measure it. So the Zakenim of that city had to say, Adinu lo shafkus adamazeh, kapre le'amcha Yisrael. So that had to be done all dafka in Lashon HaKodesh. Mashiach, we're going to have a whole parakot. It's going to talk about Egla Arufa. Mashiach Melchama, Bishah, Shemidaber, Rav Chaim Kineski wrote a whole statement. One of his farm that he wrote was dafka on that whole parak. He's like, they're going to quote him all the time because he's one of the only Achronim discussed it. He always to say, topics that weren't meant to discuss, you're doing like a Tchias HaMesim on the Limud. So he wrote a whole sefer on the last parakobir. Beautiful. He has a lot of nice arrows. Anyway, Mashiach Melchama, Shal Shem Adam Alam. Also, the Mashiach Melchama, the one who was appointed for war, before he speaks to the people, he would tell them the psukim of Shema Yisrael, Atem Krevim Ayol, Melchama, Levechem, Yirach, Levavchem, Shem Melchem, Halechim, Achem, Misha, Shabbat, Eschadash. Those psukim are then that he has to say them. It's the psukim of the Torah. I got excited. I heard that one of the highest generals in the army is from Yid, Baruch Hashem, and the last, I'm not excited, we shouldn't be excited for war, but when they were going into Gaza last time, or I think, I don't know if they went in, they were threatening to go in, he said this whole parsha of the Mashiach Melchama. He probably should, I don't know, it's nice. He's not the Mashiach, he's not the Kohen, but still, he's saying they're going to war. It's a psukim of the Torah tells you, at least as a remez, he should be doing, I think, got in trouble. The Chilonim were very upset with him, which obviously is sad, times that we're living in, but that's the din in the Torah. Okay, Mikra Bikurim Ketzad. So how does Mikra Bikurim? Vanisa v'Marta Fnei Hashem Lekach Lebasa Seks. You should say before Hashem. And Halanu v'Andu Alim Remes. So we're learning Mikra Bikurim from the Hargizim Haraival that has to be said. The Gzera Shava teaches you it has to be done in Lashon HaKodesh. Ma Lahalam Lashon HaKodesh. The din of the brachos of clothes had to be done in Lashon HaKodesh. So too, Avkamrik, Lashon HaKodesh. So too, the Bikurim had to be done in Lashon HaKodesh. Chalitza Keter. Chalitza, because it says, Va'ansa Ve'arma, it says that she should say, Ulalan Omer, Anu Alavim Ve'amrim. It says by her Hargiz and Har'eval that also the Levim got up and said, there was also in Lashon HaKodesh, which we're going to see, the Hamshech, where do we know that was done in Lashon HaKodesh? But that's what we learned. Malalam Lashon HaKodesh, Avkam Lashon HaKodesh. Once we learn Hargiz was in Lashon HaKodesh, so too this was in Lashon HaKodesh. Rabbi Yehuda, Imev, Ansa V'Amra, Kachayas, Elish, Elivne, Besachiv, Achetim, Belashon Hazeh, that says Kachayas, meaning only here, so it says, he learns it from this source, that Rabbi's understanding that you don't need the Gzeir Shava, because it says Kacha in Lashon HaKodesh, it should be done like this, specifically in the way that the source is telling you, mainly in Hebrew. Brachos Uklalos Ketzad, so how do they do Brachos Uklalos? Kevan Shava Yisrael Seyardin. So when Klal Yisrael went over the Yarden, Ubao Al Hargizim Al Harival, so they went to cross the Jordan River, they went to Hargizim Al Harival, Shebeshom Shebetav Shechem She'eta Alon Amore, that's where we're telling you where it was. Shenemar Halo Hema Hema Bever Yarden, Ulahalon Omer Vayavar Avram Ba'aretz Avmakom Shechem Alon Amore, so Ma Elon Moram Ulahalam Shechem, it needs to be Shechem. So too, Elon Moram Kan is Shechem. It's near Shechem. I think they found the exact place. They found like a Mizbeach. And it looks like the exact layout of the one. I don't know if Rabbanim has spoken about this, but I saw once a fascinating thing from the archaeologists. I think that they found the exact area of where they did the Mizbeach and the Brachos of Klolos. Shishisha Shavatim Alo L'Rosh Hargrizim. Shishisha Shavatim Alo L'Har Eval. Makonav Alvim V'Aron Omdim L'Mata B'Yamsa L'Karam L'Avim. They were in the middle between the two mountains. Akohanim, Akifinus Aaron, the Kohanim were surrounding the Aaron. Alavim as the Kohanim, the Levim were around the Kohanim. V'chol Yisrael, Mikan and Mikan, and Har Gizim and Har Eval. Shenemar, V'chol Yisrael, Zekena, V'shotim, Shotav Omdim, Mizel, Mizel Aaron. Hafru Pneim, Klape Har Gizim, V'patzchub Bracha. So they went to Har Gizim and they started making they said it in a Lashon of a Bracha. Baruch Hayish, Hashem Lo Yaseh, Petzel Masecha. And everyone says, Amen. Both sides of the mountain would say, Amen. Then they turn their Hafru Pneim, Klape Har Eval, Patzchub Beklala. So then they turn their faces towards Har Eval and they set up a klala. So a person makes a pesel masecha, and then everyone would say, "Eloilo anem amrim." That's how they did it. Ad shegomrin brachos uklalos till they finished the brachos uklalos. V'achakach eviu es avanim. They brought the stones. They brought stones, the large stones that were mentioned, which they were commanded to make a over the yard and make a mizbeach. Avanos a mizbeach. Was to do basir with plaster. Kasu alav. It's called the Re'atay Rebbeshivim Lashon. They wrote the Torah in 70 language. Never ba'er heitev. It says ba'er heitev, it has to be clear. It has to be a very clear thing. So clear implies that everyone's able to understand it. So they wrote it in all the 70 languages. Not those avanim ubo. They took the avanim and they went. They went. They would bring the korbanos. The Torah tells you to bring the korbanos. Turning it on to the next amud v'lanu b'mkayman. And they stayed the night in Gilgal. They had the stones there as a monument to the fact that they had a miracle. And they slept the night there. Okay, now the Gemara says, Parsha Sota Minala. Where do we know the Parsha of Sota can be said in any language? It says that the Kohen should say to the woman, and she makes the Shvua. Bechol Lashon Shehu Omer. With any language that he's speaking, that's fine. Rashi has a problem. Rashi says it's not from that. Rashi says, Dechsev Amar El Ha'isha. Bechol Lashon Shehi Shamai. Saying to the woman, she has to understand it. If she doesn't understand it, you can't do it. That's what Rashi is making the point. So therefore, Rashi says that she has to know what language is, and therefore, even if it's not Hebrew, she would be able to understand it. Then the Gemara says, "Vayter Tana Rabbanan Mashmiim Osa Bekolashen Shishamas." They tell the Sota in any language that she understands. Amah Hishesa. For what reason is she drinking the bitter waters? She's drinking them because she was violating the warning against seclusion with another man. Amah Hishesa. And what type of kli is she using? She's using a shvacha kli, a dirty, like a kli cheres, which is like it's supposed to be like not a nice refined kli. Amah Nitmei. So what had she done? That she had done adultery, and in which way she did it, meaning the ones that we're going to see in a moment, what that is. Amai shosa liski kunei sister. Why is she drinking? Because she was warned and she violated the din and she secluded herself. So therefore, she ignored the warning and she is going to be subject to the din of the mayim hamarin. V'mayi shosa. What kli is she drinking? V'mikida shochera. She's using an earthenware type of pot, which is a very, Rashi points out, it's a very unrefined, not nice thing to be drinking from. Al mai nit meis. Why are we doing this? We're going to see in a moment. So everybody else gets scared from this. Al mai. Everyone else is hearing what's going on. Why does she? What did she do wrong? Al iske shok v'yaldus. Because she was doing. She was acting immaturely. She was acting something very immaturely. And shok v'kalas rosh is a maybe l'day avera. So here also she was doing kalas rosh. Al mai nit meis. And how did she become tamei? B'shogeg of meizid b'oynus v'rotzin. She did so by accident. Or she did so, she was forced. So meaning that if she has been forced, she was not going to be punished. So why is it necessary? Why did the Kohen have to discuss all these manners with her? She probably understands most of them. Because no, in the case that she doesn't, let's say she was raped, and then the waters didn't test her, because she didn't get punished because she's raped. She's not punished if she's raped. So she's going to start being motzi lasa. No, the water doesn't actually work. I had relations with somebody else. She's not going to tell him she was raped. She said, I had relations with somebody else, and it didn't test me. Everyone's going to think, oh, the waters don't actually work, and they're not going to be afraid to. It's not going to be any deterrent for future women to do znus with another person. So that's why we don't want to have a bad name for the Maimarim. So we want to make sure that she knows very clearly the only circumstances in which she should be punished. Vidoy Meiser, Minala, where do I learn that it could be said in any language? We learn it from Sota, just like a Sota could be said in any language, so too, the case of the Amira mentioned with regards to a Vidoy Meiser is going to be in any language. Amar Leiros Vila Baye, Leilif Amira Milavim, why didn't learn it out from the Levim? And her Grizin Vahar Eval. And so Mala Halam Blashana Kodesh, Avkan Blashana Kodesh, you'd be able, you'd come out, not that you could say it in any language, but we've learned by the Anu Alavim, the Amru, it has to be in Lashana Kodesh, so too this should be done in Lashana Kodesh Bidoy Meiser. So Gemar says no, because it's better to make the Xira Sava from done in Amira, greatest Amira, greatest. So the Lashon of Amira mentioned the context of Bidoy Meiser is only Amira itself. As opposed, and similar by Sota, as opposed to when it comes to, it says the Anu Alavim Vi Amru, it says the Levim are going to say, and then it's going to say Ania and then Amira. Ve'in done in Amira, greatest of Ania ve'Amira. It's going to say that they're saying, they're first speaking loudly and then saying. So therefore, we learn that it has another verb there. Since it has an extra lashon with extra verb, it's better to use Xer Shava from the case of Asota than from the case of, when it comes to the case of, the Levium. So Gemara says, Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Chai Omer, for based on the fact that the Torah tells you it doesn't have the lashon of Aniyah v'Amira with regards to the Vidui Meiser, Adam Omer Shivcha b'kol namach. When a person is praising himself, he has to praise himself. The Torah tells you it's a lashon just in general. Whenever you're praising yourself, it should be done in a low voice. It should be done with tremendous humility. Gnusa b'kol ram. However, when he's saying, when something bad about himself, he should do it loudly. Shivcha b'kol namach mi win Vidui Meiser, because when he's saying something that he's so great, that's Vidui Meiser. Vidui Meiser is the confession. It doesn't say anywhere the Aniyah, so it sounds like it should be done dafka, not in a loud voice. That's what we learned from the fact that it doesn't mention the word of Aniyah. Gnusa b'kol ram mikra b'kurim. From mikra b'kurim, we say that it does have the lashon of Aniyah. And Aniyah, when it says arami ovid avi, we say over there that is something which is. We're saying that we come from arami ovid avi. We're learning we come from Lavan, who is a disgraceful person, and you're mentioning to make yourself more humble, or whatever, and that should be said loudly. So the Gemara says, "Gnusa b'kol ram." Is that really true that you should, make yourself very lowly in a loud voice? coming up is Elula Der Hashbi and Lag BaOmer. Rashi Shem Bar Yochai says, I once heard a yesod that whenever the Gemara says just Stam Reb Shimon, so that's just a regular state in Nigla that he's saying. I don't know who quoted this rule, but I heard it from my Chavrusa once, that when he says Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, there's some deeper yesod also. It's a deeper yesod that has a Kabbalah aspects to it also. Anyway, Mepneimah Tikkun Tefila B'Lachash, why do we say davening quietly? The person has Shemona Esrei. We learn it out from Chana. The Chana says Ve'kola Lo Yishma. We learn from over there that it should be quiet. But what's the deeper yesod? Why is it that Shemona Esrei said quietly? Kedisha Levayish is over Avera. That it's not to embarrass people who are confessing and doing vidui. So they're confessing their sins. It shouldn't be done loud. That's why in Shemona Esrei on Yom Kippur we have the whole vidui process. It's supposed to be done quietly. That's alluded to. So Sharei Lo Chilek Kakosuv Bin Chatas La'ula, because the Torah, when it tells you to bring a chatas, you have to bring it. We say shchitasan b'tzafon. We say in the Ezer Mekomen, the chatas and the ola are both done b'tzafon. So an ola and a chatas, why are they in the same place? Because the Torah doesn't want you to be embarrassed. The person is going to think, oh, he's just bringing an ola. He's going to have no idea that you're bringing a chatas, that you violated Shabbos. It's a very embarrassing thing, even though it's b'shogeg. The fact that you violated the Torah is embarrassing from you, so to prevent you from becoming embarrassed. So that's why we tell you that you should not be doing, it should be done in the same place. So that seems to contradict the idea of saying Gnusa B'Kol Ram. That's a problem with what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said earlier, that when we say Mikra B'Kurim, you're supposed to make yourself humble by stating your faults, etc., out loud. So the Gemara says, Lo Tema Gnusa, don't say the Lashon of his disgrace, rather Elam Tsa'aro, that his troubles. The fact that, the verse is telling us that we had troubles based on Lavan. Lavan wanted to destroy us. Bikir Sakol or Sakol, we say in the night of the Haggadah. He was the worst. So that we could say out loud. Kidisanya, Tame Tame Yikra. The Mitzorah has to call out Tame Tame. What does he say, Tame Tame? We just had this in Parsha Mitzorah. Why? Because Tarech Lodiel, Tara L'Rabim. I believe Rashi Nechomesh quoted this. Rashi says that he has to tell people and know that they should daven. Rabim Mavakshim Alav Rachamim. That's the idea. We should Mishabirach L'Cholim. We should announce who they are. So I believe that's where the idea comes, that you should say each name out loud. It's annoying and it takes louder, but Renan Sol is pretty makkel about this also. Renan Sol's minion, it takes you 5 minutes instead of taking 1 minute. Everyone just say your names quietly. So I think it's a practical thing. The better thing to do is based on this to say it loudly so people do know the names, so that ki'ilu we should all be davening them. Anyone who has something bad happening to him, he should tell the public about it, because Rabbi Mavakshin Levrachamim, so that they will daven on his behalf and they will know his troubles. You know, people all the time say that's a personal thing, but the ideal thing would be to have the olam daven for you. Gufa. Why did they say davening quietly? Not to embarrass the oivrei avera. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? There's a kash in the second point of Rabbi Shimon. Now we're asking the Seifa. The idea that he says that we don't have a chilik between a chatas and an ola. Va'ika damim, where you sprinkle the blood, you know very well what the korban of the guy was. Dam, chatas lamala. We're talking about the chutas sikra. The chutas sikra was the red line around the mizbeach. So when it comes to the chatas, that was sprinkled above the chutas sikra, and the dam ola was below the chutas sikra. So people would clearly tell the difference between the chatas and the ola. So the Gemara says, you're right, but hasam kohen udiyada. There, when it comes to the sprinkling, who's going to know? The kohen. The coin is only the coin's one who knows. He's not going to be embarrassed just in front of one person. It means to be mefarei in front of the rabbi. That's what's embarrassing. But ika chatas nekeva and ola zachar. But wait a second. There is the fact that the chatas is a female and the ola is a zachar. A regular chatas is going to be usually of a female goat or a female sheep. An ola is a male sheep or goat. So therefore, or even ox, it could be. So if someone's bringing a female, they're going to assume it's a chatas and it's going to be embarrassing to him. So the Gemara says, awesome, mekaisa ba'alya. No, because the female part of the animal is covered by the tail, and therefore people won't be able to realize that it's a female. So the Gemara says, Tenach kivsa, I understand that by a female sheep, which the tail is going to cover it. However, Seira, Michael, I mean, when it comes to a goat, apparently that's not the case. I'm like the worst person when it comes to the animals. No, they aren't English, what they look like. I have to figure them out to study these animals. Anyway, but apparently this is the Matthias, like they don't have such a tail. You could have told me they don't have a tail, I would tell you yes. I don't know. But that's what the Gemara says. I'm sure that is the Matthias. So the Gemara says, yeah, but a guy who's bringing the female goat, that's his own fault. He had the option to accuse of the Kamaiser. He could have brought a female sheep, which is covered, and he decided to bring a female goat. So that's your own. You put it on yourself. So if you want to suffer the embarrassment based on your own, your own doing, so that's your fault, basically. We don't care that you're going to be embarrassed. Chatas avodas kachavim delo sag lav sira maylek lemeber. But what are we going to say about a chatas done for avodah zara? The halacha is by chatas of avodah zara that it has to be brought by a goat. You can only bring he can only bring a female goat. So, and there it's different, and you can tell. So the Gemara says you're right, but Hasim Nipsap and Ezel Kiechanet for the part of the Kapara, with such a severe sin of doing Avodah Zara, even if it was Bishogig, that is such a Chamar Avera that we needed the embarrassment as part of your Kapara process. That's the only which way you will receive the Kapara. What about Kriyat Shema? So, Minala, where do we learn Kriyat Shema? Dechsiv Shema Yisrael, Bechol Lashon She'ata Shemea, in any language that you understand. That's where we learn that it could be done in any language. Tanra Rabban, it's Machlokas, the Gemara is going to say, Kriyat Shema Kifsava. You have to say Kriyat Shema in Hebrew, according to Rabbi, according to Rebbe. This Gemara is verbatim quoted in Megillah. Chacham Amar Bechol Lashon, the Chachamim say in any language, and also I think Brachos. My time at the Rebbe, what is the reasoning of Rebbe? Amar Krav Vihayu. It says Vihayu. The way they should be, it says, "Bevayasanir." They should be as they are now, meaning in Hebrew. Rabbanan, Rabbanan are going to respond to that. Amar Krash, the pasuk says, "Shema bechalashon dalshmei." Any way in which you understand it, so that's the drushas. That's why they have the machlokas. So which the Gemara asks, Rabbanan, nami haksi vayu. The Rabbanan, wait a second. The pasuk says vayu, which seems to imply that Shema should be said in Hebrew. Why do they say it should be done in any language? Ha'u shalekur lemafreya. They have a different. Different limud that it should be done out of, if it's said out of order or not, yotze. And Rashi gives the example in Brachos, at least, he says, Visharecha beischa mezuzos, that the pasuk out of, the actual words of the pasuk out of order. Others say that even if you do the psukim out of order, you're not yotze. What about the paragraphs? So the pashas of the paragraphs, you're still yotze. If you do the paragraphs out of order, you're still yotze, but it's just better to do them in the order that we have them, obviously. So really, it's the out of sequence would be either the pasuk or within the pasuk, as Rashi's example is. Where does Rebbe understand that you shouldn't say Shema out of order? The pasuk says Dvarim, but instead it says Vayu Hadvarim Ha'ela. What's the hey? Why is it should say Vayu Dvarim Ha'ela? These things. Why is it Vayu Hadvarim Ha'ela? Why is it Hadvarim with the hey? So the extra hey is teaching us that it should be done in the order. And Rabbanan Dvarim Hadvarim Lamashmalu, the Rabbanan, they don't learn the lashon of Dvarim hadvarim. Now the Gemara asks, for Rebbe, Nami, Haksiv, Shema. But Rebbe, it says Shema, which implies that it could be said in any language. Any language which you're able to hear, the Kriyat Shema could be said. Why does he learn it differently? It's teaching you that you have to hear what you're saying. You have to hear, and this is halacha and kol Torah kulo for every halacha. That in general, a person who's saying something over, he has to hear what he is saying. That's even the din for Shmona Esrei. For Shmona Esrei, you're not allowed to say it out loud. Correct. But Shmona Esrei, you have to say it loud enough that you should be able to hear yourself. So you have to get the balance. If you're going to say it loud enough to hear yourself, and you're hard of hearing, that the person next to you will hear the vada, you shouldn't do that because that's going to distract him. We say that it's better to not distract someone else than to be mekayim this. But lechatchila, for sure, though, a person should be able to hear himself when saying any psukim or davening or shmon esrei. And also by an aliyah, this comes up. Also, a person should hear at least hear himself when it comes to the. When it comes to getting an aliyah, it should be noted that Alpi Kabbalah, there's an inyan, seems to be against the nigla, but Alpi Kabbalah, there are those who say by Shemona Esrei, not that you shouldn't hear yourself, even yourself. That's a din that some mikuvah, I think Beis Yosef may even quote based on the Zohar, but Lamaisa, that's a chiddush, and bin nigla, we definitely assume that we do hold that you should hear what you say. Anyway, that's what Rebbe heard. Rabbanan Savar, the Kamadam, Rakro, Shema, Velosh, Menazan, Yatze, you're still Yotze. So again, it's but they agree it's Bidiyevet, they agree Lechachila, you should hear yourself. But if you don't, you're still Yotze for sure. Bidi Evid. Okay. Lamech Karsava Rabbi Bez Hashem. We'll pick up with that next figure in tomorrow's.